following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Back to hour two of the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show on the earth. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. I'm your host, Fred Penny. Frederick for the U defense lawyers. And Todd Kunin to my left. Denise Dirks is missing, and so is Chris Rodriguez. Thank you, Nevada Talk Network, for picking us up all over Nevada. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to KBDT Dallas. Again, we'll repeat, I didn't know this, 35,000-watt station.
That is huge. That
is carrying us. I thought they were just a mid-tier station. No. I think we're like millions and millions of people are covered out there in Dallas. And they said they're going to start replaying us on Sunday. Did you know that, Cal? They're replaying us on Sunday?
Yeah, they're playing it. It's all by delay. We're not live there except for 1 hour. But, yes, on Saturday and then again on Sunday because it's so good they just can't stand it.
Sunday.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right, Todd.
Radio Law Talk, only on a Dallas radio station.
They just can't stand it. So there we go.
Thanks for our music. Thanks for crank down our music there, Cal. We got there you go. Crank it up.
Oh,
crank
down.
It down.
I'm sorry.
Do you have your hearing aids in today, Todd?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I beg your pardon.
And Todd has no videos playing in the background on his computer.
You know what? And even if I did, I've muted the volume on my laptop.
Thank you for you listeners for spending 3 hours with Todd, Cal, and I, and Seth. Thank you very much. Those of you who want to spend 3 hours with us, you want to call in, it's 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, if you need any legal help, go to a local lawyer. Do not listen to Radio Law Talk to get all your legal needs taken care of because we're talking about general law. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. It is the most interesting read in the world to read our disclaimers.
And if you call, the offer is still open. The first caller to call in today gets a Radio Law Talk t-shirt. That's still
it.
Going.
They're legit. Those t-shirts are legit.
They're awesome. They're black. And, you know, look, black is my favorite color. Yeah. As my kids would say, it's the color of your heart. Yeah. You know, but I just... You know, these t-shirts are awesome.
And on the back, it says Radio Law Talk, who needs
law school?
Law school. Another one says, when you're tired of politics, radio. But I think it says, who needs law school on the back. But that's really cool. A bunch of law students we've sent them to. They wear them. We're going to talk about more problems with Wells Fargo. We're going to talk about Stormy Daniels, whether or not she can be hit by taxes for the $130,000 payment. Charlie Rose is getting sued again for more sexual harassment cases. The really interesting case is the Skechers case that is suing Adidas, claiming, you know, Adidas is being investigated right now for, quote, allegedly, again, this is all allegations, giving money out to college students and or to high school kids or really their families for them to come to join the Adidas camp. And so Skechers is saying, oh, by the way, that has harmed us because we played by the rules. We're suing you, Adidas, for all of our advertising we had to do, and they're trying to get a pound of flesh out of them.
I'll tell you, the apparel market in college sports is
massive.
It's incredible.
Massive.
It even affects recruiting. There are recruits that pick University of Oregon because Nike's in their backyard,
right?
Because of all the gear.
Cal, what's that?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Adidas has a history, you know, I mean, they've always been in some kind of turmoil because Puma shoes and Adidas were started by brothers in the same family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they've been fighting each other in court, and one has three stripes and one has four and designs and all of this stuff. I mean, they really have a history of going after people. They started with their own family.
Yeah, if you read Phil Knight's story, the guy that started Nike,
right.
The battle was – Adidas. We're not here disparaging Adidas, but there's been battles. But I think Todd's right. This is a brutal market, and I'm gonna tell you. And I was thinking of jumping to it anyway. I'm not gonna get to the details, but let me just tell you. Here's some statistics. This is according to the Statia.com. Statia.com. Skechers ranked fourth in the United States athletic footwear market in 2017 with 4.7% share, compared to Nike's 35.6% share.
Wow.
Nike's Jordan brand is 15.7% of the share. Adidas is 11.4%. And in June of 2017, Yahoo reported that Skechers was about 6.3% compared to Adidas 11.3%.
Does Puma show up on the list at all anymore?
No, I'm sure it is down low, but this is the only stats I have that show Puma's probably down there one or two. But when I was growing up in the 70s, and Cal, when you were growing up in the 20s,
yeah.
I think
30s, Puma, yeah, right.
30s.
Shoes? What are shoes?
Yeah. I was talking about 1820s. What are you talking about?
Me too.
So Puma was the huge shoe. Oh my gosh, to wear Pumas was
because they were a track shoe, and that's where they got the whole fad started. And then came people wearing Joe Namath wearing white cleats on National Football in 1969-70. That started kids wearing them on high school campuses and college campuses, and boom, the war was on.
Puma. I remember my Puma. I wish I had those Pumas now. They're probably worth thousands of dollars. But anyway, it's interesting to see this Skechers Adidas battle going on, and that's power. That's powerful people.
You remember those old Converse basketball shoes?
Oh, the Steelers.
And then it went away, and now they're back. They're all the rage. All the kids wear them.
Right, the retro.
Yeah.
Did you wear the white ones or the black ones? Which one?
I never wore them.
Did you, Cal? Did you ever wear those?
I got some black ones, yeah. The Chuck Taylors with the little knob by your ankle bone so it wouldn't wear out. You know?
I had the white ones.
I remember my first pair of Nike shoes. I thought I was all that and a bag of chips.
You were?
Walking around school with my Nike shoes and stuff, and I was just like, yeah.
The girls like you?
No.
That didn't help?
There is no amount of footwear that would overcome the facade of me, you know.
Right. Little do they know. We're also going to talk about a class action suit continues in the fertility clinic. We talked about how something happened, a glitch, and all of a sudden the eggs and the sperms were not getting frozen anymore, and a lot of them, I guess, die. I don't know, they die. And there's now a class action lawsuit going. Before, there was a few lawsuits. Stop laughing, Todd. Todd's laughing. He's thinking about something that it cannot be put on radio. The hospital now says that they're not at fault for Bill Paxton's death, and North Korea is being sued by a family of a prisoner. We're going to talk about that. But more important, while Todd laughs and tries to hold himself from saying something inappropriate that we have to dump.
Thank you, Todd.
We're going to talk about case or no case. I'm going to make an executive decision. Cal and I did. We only do case or no case on the first and the third hour. We're going to do it second hour so Todd and I can blast these two slackers and get more points. Roll it, Cal.
Ironically, our case or no case today is about Nike.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! And
I wonder if I may have time. There was a guy in Portland, Oregon, who sued Nike for $100 million because he says Nike did not properly label their shoes that they could be used for a weapon. It seems this gentleman got in two fights, and he used the shoes to stomp on the heads of individuals. He was convicted for those, so sent up river for 100 years in Oregon, which seems impossible in Oregon, but 100 years. And so he went into the law library and he got a little pad and paper and he decided to sue Nike for failing to label his Air Jordans as a potentially lethal weapon someplace other than on the basketball court when Michael Jordan's wearing them, obviously. So he files this lawsuit for $100 million against your friends at Nike. Yeah, the question is case or no case.
So this is the guy's in Portland, or is he?
He's in Portland. Oh, he's in jail now. With
so he stomps right? this guy with his Nikes, and now they're saying he got, because he used his Nikes, he's going to jail. Okay, we're going to talk more about that, and Todd and I are going to opine and make a decision. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
Yep. You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station, and we thank you. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car. Get in your truck. Get on the road. Come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy. Guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, you know, I've got some great news. I think I found a picture of Knickerbocker. Hey, Seth, I'm texting you a picture of those of you who didn't listen to the first hour. Hold on here. I'm trying to send this to Seth. Seth, make sure you remind them the purpose of this text, of this Instagram and Twitter at Radio Law Talk, and you can. We have an Instagram page also, Radio Law Talk. I guess hashtag Radio Law Talk, and go to our Facebook at Radio Law Talk. Knickerbocker, we're talking about him if he has rights to sue. And it shows a picture. I mean, the girls have a right to sue him for sexual harassment. It shows Knickerbocker sitting down, and all his girlfriends around him. And if the animals do have rights to sue in Oregon, we did talk about that case that's going on right now. Seth, I want you to make sure you mention in the tweet whether or not these gals have a right to sue Knickerbocker if it's the case the animals have the right to sue. So there you go. I found it. I actually have a picture.
Good.
So let's go through case or no case.
Sure. Just to recap very quickly, a gentleman in Oregon. To say this all ties together with everything we've talked about,
yeah.
Because he's a pimp. Therefore, we've got the Stormy Daniels angle.
Yes.
He's suing Nike, which we've already talked about that.
Yes.
And it's a case or no case where he actually got convicted of assault, two cases, and was sentenced to 100 years in prison in Oregon. He went to Nike, but with a lawsuit that he filed from prison, you know, writing it out on a little legal pad, a handwritten complaint, took it to the, got it to the court in Oregon for $100 million, claiming that Nike was partially responsible for his going upriver for 100 years because they did not label his Air Jordans as possibly a lethal or damaging weapon. And so I'm going to start with you, Mr. Penny. Is this a case or no case?
This is a super easy one. I'll tell you right now, it's super easy. But I'm trying to think of an angle on this. But it's clearly a case, and no, he loses. But this is what happens, those of you who don't know. A lot of people, they go to jail, they don't have time. I mean, they have time on their hands. They don't know what to do. They file these briefs and these lawsuits like crazy. And it clogs up the system. It really does, Todd. I know you've seen it before.
Yeah.
I see them too. It's just, it's crazy because, okay, and then they have these guys in jail or gals in jail that have been there for such a long time. They're pseudo lawyers. They're not lawyers, but they've been sitting there studying for so long, for 20, 30 years. They're as smart as a lot of the lawyers are, and they file these briefs like crazy. So this is, I'll guarantee you, what has happened here. Not having nothing to do. I'm lifting weights, and I'm going to just file a brief and sue Nike. So the answer is Nike's not going to be liable for this. That, they don't even have to get into it. It's such a stupid case. So no case, and he loses.
He loses?
No, he the court throws it out.
Hmm. What do you think, Mr. Kuhn?
Wait a minute.
Wait, I want to ask.
Is your
hand off the pawn?
It is. Okay. It was off.
All right.
It was off because I was going to say, I bet Nike hands him some money just to shut him up. But I think that's why. Because Cal, I think you got me. I think Nike, I just gave that to Todd. I think Nike gives him a pair of shoes.
That's a devious laugh there.
You can have all the coffee you want.
Coffee you want and a pair of Nikes.
Right.
Deal!
Seinfeld.
Okay, so I am going to go out on even a further limb
here we go.
Case. And I am going to say that this is not even a case that Mr. Hunter is trying to pull a fast one on us. And he's even trying to further it by holding up a piece of paper and looking at it as if, no, but I have all the facts right here. And I am going to say that I don't believe this is the case. I mean, look, if it is, there's more information we're getting, but I have never heard anybody getting 100 years on an assault charge, even in Oregon. But I'm going to say that this is not a case.
Well, you're going out on a limb. You might be right.
And if I'm right, I mean, it's 2 points, and I go one ahead of you because you're leading me by
That's
one. But
right.
if I'm wrong, I go down by three. So this is a big gamble. Ooh.
And
this
once again, the score of the game so far, for those of you keeping score, and that's us, since the 10th of March, Mr. Fred Penny has amassed 40 points. Mr. Kunin has amassed 39. Denise Dirks, who's not here, has 28. Chris Rodriguez, who's never here, has 10. Okay, so.
Oh, no.
For those of you...
I'm in trouble. I think I'm in trouble.
100 years for assault cases. Huh? For those of you who say this is a case, may I see by a show of hands? Fred Penny says it's a case, and...
Yes! Todd goes down hard.
Okay, now the extent is how far... Because he said it was a case, but he said there was no recovery.
Yeah. Here is the Portland, Oregonian lead paragraph for the follow-up to the case. A judge has thrown out a $100 million lawsuit filed by an imprisoned pimp who claimed Nike should have warned him that his Air Jordan sneakers could be used as a dangerous weapon. So, Mr. Kunin, you lost two points. A case or no case.
And not only that, Todd, you didn't catch up on either of the slackers that are gone.
No, I didn't.
Man, so now Mr. Penny has 42 points.
Yes.
Mr. Kunin still has 39. Well, actually, Chris Rodriguez has 11, and Denise Dirk still has 20.
But, you know, Fred, what you were saying, it is true that the people that go to prison, they don't have anything to do. They write letters. They file lawsuits. I prosecuted a guy under three strikes, California three strikes rule law, and he ended up getting 27 years to life for the offense because he was already doing it on the installment plan anyway. The guy, over the course of 18 years previous to my prosecution of him, he had been in and out of prison so much that he had only had about 3 years over 18 years of life outside the jail system anyway.
A classic frequent flyer.
Yeah, he kept going in and coming out. But after he was prosecuted, I would routinely get calls or letters from him. Dear Mr. Kunin, please help me get out. But
so you can get out and do some more.
So
bad
he
things.
Can come out and you know drink and drive and assault people and do whatever again.
Yeah. Sure. Later, when we come back, we're going to talk about a number of things. Todd has off the air before the last break said he's got to talk about a case. Don't say it. I want to tee it up for the next. You've got to hear this case that Todd's going to talk about. It is so off the wall. Do not turn that dial. But we're going to talk more about the problems for Wells Fargo. Man, there's a lot of money that they're writing checks on. So I don't know what's going to happen.
I'll tee it up by saying,
give us a tease, please. I want to set this tease.
Quick, don't give it out.
Why don't you go to the fridge and grab a bite to eat?
Ooh, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned because there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll now break for the bottom of the hour news.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. And in fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Well, come on. Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on. Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Well, come on. What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned.
And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Something about a refrigerator and eating is all I know. Todd wants to talk about something to do with the lawsuit. Does that mean food people are being sued, Todd?
Well, no, no. This comes from the great, you know, I'm gonna parody something that Cal. I now take you to the great state of Indiana.
All right, now we go.
Wait a minute. Well, you know why? That's where Seth's from. So this is perfect.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, yeah, my apologies, Seth, if I'm talking about a family member. Okay. All right. I mean, you got to wonder. Anytime the family tree looks more like a telephone pole, you know,
not a good thing.
Right? Not a good thing. So. All right, so from the great state of Indiana, the headline on Fox News, the app that I'm reading it from, says, woman who injected husband with lethal dose of heroin may have killed nine others. And that's, you know, I hate to say this, that's no big deal, but the meat of the story
Nine others?
May have killed nine others and served her lover's remains at a barbecue.
Nice!
Show me the menu.
So this woman, Kelly Cochran, 34, was sentenced to 65 years in prison after admitting that she had killed her husband.
Mom, we got the local barbecue, Jane here.
That's
got
right.
Said it's free, man, free.
I'll tell you what, this barbecue's got a little bit of a kick to it. You just got to cure the meat just
Sweeney
right.
Sweeney Todd here. This is like Sweeney Todd.
So, but she was all, so when she pled to the charge for killing her husband, she was already serving a life sentence for killing her lover, dismembering his body. He vanished in 2014, and it's now coming to light that she may have served his remains to family members during a family barbecue.
All right. This is what I got to say.
The meat just falls off the bone.
The meat just falls off the bone, guys. What the heck did they do to make her so mad?
I don't know. But
they didn't learn the famous saying, yes, ma'am, what can I do? How? What? I will do whatever you say, ma'am.
I mean, I think the tip-off would have been if, you know, she goes over to Bed Bath & Beyond or... Or, you know, as they may say in that inbred Bath and Beyond, and she shows up and says, I need a crock pot. Yeah.
Big one.
How big? Oh, about 4 cubits wide.
She looks at her thigh and says, oh, about that long.
About yay big. All right.
I'm wondering if she did that at a restaurant, if someone would come up. I'm Cindy, and I'm your server. And our special today, we have a delightful...
You've heard of Kobe beef? Yes. Well, this is Kobe Bryant beef.
And it's really it's Kobe like, Bryant. It's not Kobe Bryant. Heroinized beef, too. You've got to think of that. I mean,
I mean,
beef, but human flesh.
Heroinized. When I eat this, I just had this euphoric feeling.
Exactly. That's what. In Indiana, people go, oh, that's lunch.
So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is...
Don't eat barbecue in Indiana? Is that what we're trying to say?
Don't cheat on your... Don't tick off your girlfriend.
You're already cheating. No, she was already cheating.
She was cheating, yes, that's right.
So she killed her husband after she killed her lover. And she only got 60-some years, and the dude in Oregon got 100 years for stomping. A pimp got 100 years for stomping on a few people's heads. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, like they say in Oregon, just do it. So.
That's right.
All I got to say is.
Indiana, just eat it. Yeah, just eat it. Just shut up and eat. Yeah.
We're just going to roll into Stormy Daniels.
Roll right into Stormy Daniels.
So I get a phone call from a national program wanting me to talk about Stormy Daniels. The big issue is, does she have to pay taxes on the $130,000 that she supposedly received from, at their claiming? Again, this is all allegations, by the way. Allegations. It's not necessarily true. We're just saying this is what she's alleging. Of some sort of harassment or affair of some sort with Donald Trump, or did something with him. I'm not going to get into that. But here's the issue. The issue is, generally speaking, the law is, in a personal injury case, you do not have to pay taxes. However, if it's not related to a physical injury or a physical sickness, you have to pay taxes. So technically, Stormy Daniels will have to pay taxes.
But this wasn't a physical injury suit. This was simply signed a thing to shut up.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So technically, she should have paid taxes on
it. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to get to the next thing. So what happened, ever since the Weinstein thing has been coming down, they passed a law. Now, don't forget, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. You know what that is, Cal. You've heard, that's the one that they recently passed, and it passed. It came in effect January 2018, and they hastily, while this Weinstein thing was going on, they threw in this extra law, and it's called, they're nicknaming it the Weinstein Law. So everyone's like, come on, what is this Weinstein Law? It's very interesting because the Weinstein Law says now businesses cannot write off their taxes payments for sexual harassment or sexual assault cases and or the attorney fees they pay to defend themselves in these cases. If this is done, the sexual harassment or abuse payment is subject to a non-disclosure. Okay, so if that's the case, then they can't write it off. Okay, think about it. Now put your hat on. Let me finish my point. And that is, by the way, Section 13307 and Tax Code Section 162Q, if you want to go test me. By the way, it makes me sound
smart. Which section
of
the tax code? Federal tax code or California state?
It's federal tax code. Okay. Yeah. 162Q. Okay.
These are the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah,
this is
the tax cuts. It's called the Tax Cut Jobs Act. That's the act. Right. So anyway, to make a long story short, they hastily put it in there so quick. So now the pundits are arguing they never really said it's only for the businesses. It's left broad in general. So now they're saying, oh, also the plaintiffs now have to pay taxes. If Stormy Daniels had this issue after January 1st, 2018, they're claiming she might, because it's vague, have to pay taxes for her attorney's fees on top of that.
Wouldn't you go after this, Todd, and say, well, wait a minute, I've got to file something in court here, because if a lawyer's fee is paid to someone defending someone in a case like this, and the person's found innocent, and they still can't write off the lawyer's fees?
No, if they settle it, and there's a non-disclosure settlement, then they cannot write off the payment to the alleged victim,
right,
nor the lawyer's fees that they pay to the lawyer.
But if they go to court, they can write them off.
I don't know. Well, here's my point. The point I'm getting at, Cal, is they threw it together so fast, it's
right.
vague.
Right.
And all the pundits and the lawyers are looking at it, and the tax people are, and they're just shaking their head going, I don't know how this is going to work. Because there's nothing, at least to our knowledge, has popped up. Anyway, look it up. It's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Section 162Q, called the Weinstein Law.
All right. So here are a couple of issues I see with this as it applies to Stormy Daniels. And I want to focus on the $130,000 initial payment that she received in 2016 to keep her quiet, and that's now the subject of the whole Michael Cohen right. lawsuit.
The non-disclosure payoff.
Yes. Right, first of all, this the law that Fred is referring to was passed to take effect in 2018. So the $130,000
doesn't apply
because this occurred in 2016,
right.
just before the presidential election. That's one. Two, the $130,000 payment was not made pursuant to a lawsuit. This was just allegedly Trump's representatives reaching out to Ms. Daniels and her representative saying, hey, how much will it cost to keep your mouth shut?
About right. whatever.
So yeah. you know, something like that. It didn't result originally as the result of a lawsuit, so I don't know right. that it would be
right.
subject to this.
However, that's what I said, it's taxed.
Everything that's coming from this point forward, her lawsuit.
January 1st, 2018.
And all of that going forward is going to be arguably subject to
162Q.
Yes. So going back to the original question, does Stormy Daniels have to pay tax on the $130,000? I would say yes.
I mean, I'm
looking back at, you know, income is defined. Income is taxable regardless of the source from which it's derived unless there's an exception. And
right.
there's no exception for this.
Right.
So she's going to have to pay tax. I think, though, this is sort of a tangential issue here, but – you know, part of her claim for being able to divulge secrets despite the $130,000 is that Trump didn't sign it, and that's a technicality. Well, look, and there was a pseudonym used and all that. Well, I would be curious to know if there's a fraud claim that could be brought against Daniels for knowingly entering into an agreement, knowing who it was with, and without the good faith intention of honoring it down the road because you're going to rely on some sort of technicality about signatures and the incorrect name being used.
It's not like she didn't get the money.
Yeah, and it's not like she thought, oh, there's this some other guy, Michael Skelly or whatever the pseudonym was used. I might have slept with him too. She knew who this whole thing was talking about.
Right.
She knew all that. She got the money, and to claim that it's a technicality and she's not bound by it, I'd be curious if she has some sort of liability from a fraud standpoint.
Well, there's also the issue they brought up on this national show, which, by the way, I didn't get into deep because it was deep taxes, is supposedly her lawyer is being paid by another person. They're thinking maybe Soros is paying her lawyer. So does she get taxed on that, or is that a freebie? That was an issue on this national radio show, and we don't have time. We're going to come right back after the break and talk a little more about that and Charlie Rose.
Stick around. There's much more straight ahead right here on Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Since 1960, Iceberg Drive-In has been a family favorite for not only our famous thick shakes with unlimited delicious flavor combinations, but also our hand-breaded onion rings, delicious fries, and signature fry sauce. The Iceberg Shake Shop is perfect for high-traffic locations such as busy strip malls, recreational amusement centers, or near theaters. We are seeking qualified franchisees in the western United States. You'll have access to not only the popular Iceberg Drive-In name, but also our procedures, buying power, and operations. Plus, receive support dedicated to your success. For more information, email franchise@icebergdrivein.com or visit our website at icebergdrivein.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere per questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
Now it's time for the final segment of this hour of RadioLawTalk.com, but stay tuned. There's the third hour coming up at 6 minutes after. In the meantime, here are Fred and Todd.
Yeah, Charlie Rose, we're just talking about the Stormy Daniels thing. And again, it's just allegations that someone's kind of paying for, may have paid for her lawyer. And again, we don't know who it is.
Well, we
can't say the Soros. We can't say anything. But and again, there's just speculation out there, but the question is, would that be covered?
And here's something that we talked about right when we went to break. The California State Bar, and this is important because Stormy Daniels' attorney represents her out of California. He's a California attorney, and so this originates here. That's where he's certified. And the California State Bar and the ethics rules have a requirement that a lot of attorneys overlook and don't know about, and that is this. If somebody other than your client is paying their bill, now this happens a lot in criminal law representation. I get a call from a mom whose son is in jail. I want to come over. I want to retain you. The mom goes ahead and pays me the retainer, and then I start representing. I have to get signed written waiver of the potential conflict of interest by my client, the guy in jail, that he understands that it's a potential conflict of interest to have somebody other than him responsible for paying my bill.
Well, how do you do that if his mom's paying?
Well,
and how do you, and he's in jail. That's the point is you got to get someone on it right away.
So what normally happens is when mom calls me, because I offer free consultations, not that that's a plug or anything, but when mom calls me, I will go over to the jail and meet with the client or the potential client just to, all right, tell me about your case. Let me see if there's something I can do for you. And if that person agrees to retain me, I have them sign the paperwork and then I go back and I take payment from mom. But they have to do that. So in the Stormy Daniels case, if somebody other than Daniels is paying her legal fees to do all of this, there better darn well be a document in Avenatti, the attorney's file,
right,
outlining that Daniels understands and has waived the potential conflict of interest.
Interesting. God, there's just so many little nuances going on. Charlie Rose, we're talking about that. We'll just roll right into Charlie Rose, who Cal, you know, appropriately brought up that he has been sued before, but now he's being sued again.
Well, he is, and the thing is that
yeah, what's the song?
This is Poison. I love this here. He is being, not just him, CBS News is being sued. That's what CBS
Stop,
is saying right
there.
Now.
Right.
That's what CBS is saying right now. Every rose has its thorn because CBS is being sued, claiming that they were aware of the conduct of Charlie Rose as his employer, and therefore they have liability as well.
These are just claims.
These are just
allegations.
Claims.
Yeah.
But this brings up an interesting little wrinkle that happens when the accused makes statements before a lawsuit has been filed, and how maybe those seemingly innocuous statements or statements of contrition or something like that may be used against not only Rose, but could be used against CBS News. And I'll explain what I'm talking about. So Rose, who's 76 years old, and I'll explain why that's important in just a moment, was fired in November of last year after, over his 40-year career, no less than 27 women came forward arguing that he had made inappropriate sexual advances, talked about sexual things, inappropriate touching and stuff. And when
putting himself on display.
Yes. When those things came out, he was let go. All right.
Now, that was in November.
That was in November. Now, he makes a statement. All right.
And this is, by the way, this is the LA Times quoting him.
That's right.
Okay.
So he makes a statement after the Post story came out and after he was terminated, where he says, quote, "I am greatly embarrassed. I have behaved insensitively at times, and I accept responsibility for that. I always felt that I was pursuing shared feelings, and even though I now realize I was mistaken." And then he says, a lot of the reports about me are unfair and inaccurate. But in that statement there is enough of an admission that he has done things that could be considered inappropriate. He might not have considered it inappropriate at the time, but he has now realized that it was insensitive and that he was pursuing shared feelings. And the reason why I say that this is relevant is, again, Rose is a 76-year-old man. And the lawsuit that has been filed against CBS are 20-year-olds. And the obvious argument here is going to be, how could a man in his 70s think that it's appropriate or that there were shared feelings with 20-year-olds absent something overtly and tacitly by the 20-year-old saying, I am interested in you, yes, it's okay. That's the implication that's going to arise there. Now, look,
Are you trying to say a 76-year-old man's not a handsome a man that can be chased after by 20-year-olds is what you're trying to say?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that's what can be alleged after the fact by a 20-year-old.
Yeah, there you go. Seth's going like this, rubbing his fingers together, which I assume means money.
That's right. That's right. So what you have here is you have these 20-year-olds saying, look, he's admitting that he engaged in conduct that he thought was shared. We're going to show evidence. I know this has got to be their case. We're going to show that there's no way that we could have ever possibly indicated to him that these were mutually shared feelings. And we have his admissions. And despite the fact that he says, I accept full responsibility because he was an employee of CBS News at the time these things happened. It now makes CBS liable as the employer of both Rose and these women, and they are trying to show that over 40 years with 27 people, there's no way CBS could have claimed we had no idea this was going on.
Right, right.
Now, go ahead, Cal, because I got a comment on that.
No, that was it. I was just going to say that's the latest allegation is CBS had to know. They had to know that something was going on, and this wasn't the first they'd heard of it, and I think that's really the foundation of all of this, isn't it?
The discovery is going to be, did CBS enter into any agreements with anyone to settle suits for his behavior prior to his termination?
Here's the thing, and believe me, I'm going to repeat this multiple times. I am not sticking up for him, but we bring out both sides of the stories. Mm-hmm. He's 76. Okay, I don't know. These are all allegations. We haven't heard his side yet, so we have to jump on his side and say there's two sides of the story. There's a plaintiff side that always says something on the defense, and so if I'm the defense, I'm going to say as follows. The first thing I'm going to say is he's 76, and that's not. But at age 76, you grew up, and this is a quote in the complaint by the plaintiffs that he caressed and touched their arms and shoulders. Waist and back, okay, pulled them close and then kissed them on the cheek. Now, let me back up to when I grew up in the 60s and 70s. That was normal. I mean, and I'm not saying it's right or anything. The men and the women, they would hug, they'd just kiss on the cheek. I'm not saying he might have done other stuff inappropriate. Don't get me wrong. Ignore that. But if he's just doing a quick tap, hey, how you doing, touch on their arm and kiss them on the cheek, what has our society come to? I mean, now how far did that go? That's a different story. And I'm not saying, again, but if he's going to be sued for sexual harassment because he, you know, kind of gave him a, hey, how you doing? Gave him a hug. Now you got to be careful in the, you know, in the as an employer and employee. That's a different story. And I think that's the thing. There are employee relationships here. But if you see a friend or something, you know, and hey, you know, it's your wife's friend, you know, hug and, you know, and back in the days, Cal, didn't they? They'd just kiss him on the cheek. My grandmas and grandpa, my grandpa even kissed me on the cheek. And
I think it was a much more openly affectionate society at that time. But also remember, it's a time when men opened doors for women, car, so on, and no one was offended by that. In fact, they took it for what it is when I do it, a sign of deference and respect. And that's just not how it's taken now, apparently, by many people.
I understand everything you are saying. However, I would counter with this from the plaintiff standpoint. We're talking about women that are in their mid-20s. Okay, so let's say we've got a woman that in 2018 is filing a lawsuit and she's 25. Because these are not allegations of her as a child, we know that it had to have happened after her 18th birthday at some point in time. So we're talking about conduct that occurred within the last 7 years. The argument is going to be, regardless of what it was like in the 60s or the 70s, we're talking about conduct that occurred as recently as 2011 and after Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, and all of the harassment stories and Justice Thomas and all that. Regardless of your age, in 2011, you ought to know at this point that behavior is not appropriate.
That's a great argument. I'm not disagreeing. I just wanted to bring the other side up
it's going to be, I think that this is something that has settlement written all over it, but it is going to be an interesting thing to follow, and we will follow this. This is going to be very unique.
Yeah, we're going to be right back with third hour. We're going to do another case or no case, and with Todd and Fred.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.